Have you had a broken or wounded relationship that was left to fester in that unreconciled state for a long time? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and you know in Matthew 5, we see that Jesus clearly establishes the urgency of personal reconciliation when he says, "First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift." When we procrastinate in being reconciled, all kinds of problems are created. The break in the relationship grows deeper and wider. The reason for the break is exaggerated and amplified way beyond reality. Innocent people are hurt because the relationship is not reconciled. Gossip, backbiting increase. It can cause church and family splits, and most tragically, it adversely affects our testimony for Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, "First go." That's a directive, right? Not a suggestion, but a direct command. And who is to go? You are. You should make the first move, even if you're not the one at fault. The Master said that you make that first effort to be reconciled, and do so quickly. Some earthly counselors probably wouldn't give you that kind of advice. They're more likely to say, you know, if someone has something against you and it's not your fault, well, that's not your problem. Let him or her make the first move. But notice that Jesus said, regardless of the circumstances, if there's a rift in your relationship with another person, go quickly and try to repair it. Now, to do that is obviously a very humbling thing, isn't it? We have to humble ourselves. But of course, Scripture teaches us to be willing to humble ourselves. How you approach someone with whom you're seeking reconciliation is very important. I would not recommend that you repeat all their mistakes, nor defend yourself and explain why you are not at fault. This is not the time to recite how you have been hurt or harmed, or to lecture the other person. Rather, it's the time to lovingly accept blame for whatever you have done that has contributed to the bad feelings, and talk about what you're willing to do to mend the relationship. Keep in mind that reconciliation is not for the purpose of airing your grievances. It's rather to cease hostility. So tomorrow we're going to answer the question, is it always possible to be reconciled? You don't want to miss that. Remember that you can have a daily devotional delivered to your email every morning. All you have to do is sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. And if you haven't joined our Tuesday night Bible study on Zoom, well, that information is there also. So that's ChristianWorkingWoman.org.